Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema initiative, and to do that we are joined by Anna Solowie, who is the Polish ambassador for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for being with us. First of all, Anna, tell us more about this European project.
So 27 Times Cinema connects young cinephiles from all around Europe, and they come to Venice to sit on the jury for the Giornata degli Autori, which is an independent section of the Venice Film Festival. And throughout the festival, apart from seeing as many films as we possibly can and not getting enough sleep like ever, we are also networking with professionals from the film industry. We have masterclasses, we have workshops, so we're also expanding our knowledge about how the film industry works in general. So, yeah.
And I think that you have already answered my second question, actually, in a way. What does this opportunity mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. It's mind-blowing. Like, I was anticipating it for months, but I never could have imagined how it's going to actually feel like to be here in Venice. It's going to be really difficult going back to the normal, regular way of life, but I think that what I've learned here and the whole experience, I will carry it with me for months, maybe even years to come, I think. So,
and what's your background, Anna?
Oh,
are you based in Poland?
Yes, I am. I'm a second year student of theatre studies at the moment, so my background is a bit different, academia-wise, but I'm also a massive cinephile. I've been one for more than 10 years now, I think, so I try to join those two interests, which is theatre and cinema, into one.
And you are the ambassador of Nowe Horizonti,
yes,
which is also your favorite film theater,
yes.
I read from your profile. Tell us more about this film theater, and what do you like about this film theater?
Oh, my history with New Horizons started super early, because I volunteered in high school for a year and a half, and that's when I got into the whole spirit of art house cinema. It expanded my horizons enormously. And they are an independent cinema based in Wrocław, and they organized a lot of film festivals, including American Film Festival, which is coming in November, but the most important to me personally is the New Horizons International Film Festival. And actually it ended about 5 days before I was coming to Venice, so I basically jumped from one film festival to the other. And the selection and the programming is just amazing and mind-blowing in general. They have a really good team who brings films from the biggest film festivals in Europe, like Berlinale and Cannes and Venice as well. Mm-hmm. So they're wonderful. I adore that place.
So let's move back to Venice then.
Yeah.
Which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities did you like the most?
Well, the selection of the giornate, for sure, because it's very challenging and it makes me want to like really focus on the films that I'm watching, and also the discussions that we have about those films are probably the most interesting film discussions that I've ever had, because we're such a diverse group of people who are also passionate but have completely different opinions.
Different points of view.
Yes, so giornate for sure, but also the glitter and the glamour of the main competition. I actually attended the premiere of The Lost Daughter, and it was something that I will probably remember for a long, long time, because it was really like a close experience to the whole glamour of the film industry in general. So I guess those two things.
Thank you very much, Anna. Thank you for sharing your experience as the Polish ambassador for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. Thank you very much. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.